important chapter on contract management. Let's get into the detail of contract management, how it is managed, what type of contracts which we get entered into. Objective of this entire subject is to cover upon, to understand how to classify various contracts, to understand how to select contract types, to understand how to write and execute a contract, to understand how to settle contractual disputes. To understand how to classify various contract means type of contracts which is based on various type of commitment between buyer and seller, and to understand how to select a contract type by deciding what type of services and offers we are getting into, so what type of contract type to be selected. To understand how to write and execute a contract means it legally how it has to be complied with. And also understand if there is a dispute among the buyer and seller and to overcome all those kind of disputes. Fixed price contract. Let's get into the detail of fixed price contract. In this type of purchase contract, what we will be talking about is this price stated in the agreement does not change regardless of fluctuation in general overall economic conditions. It means if the price varies in the market and then we enter the fixed price, and regardless of the fluctuation, the supplier to ensure he continue to supply in the same price. The contract price can be obtained through a price quotations, because we can ask for a quotation. Supplier responds to buying company's request for proposal or negotiation. It is done after, once it is negotiated is done, then we can get into this kind of contract. Fixed price contracts are the simplest and easiest for purchasing to manage, because it has look for a contract requirement and get a quote. Based on the quote, a price can be defined, and based on the price, the lowest price or the lowest bidder, and the quality and other parameters are evaluated, and the contract is given for a fixed quantity and a fixed price, so as there is no change subsequent to the contract period. During the contract period, the price will remain same constant despite any other environmental challenge changes happening. Fixed price contract with escalation de-escalation. If the item being purchased is to be supplied over a long time, means the contract is for a longer duration, and there is a high probability that the cost will increase, then the parties may choose to negotiate an escalation clause in that basis, basic contract. It means there is a fixed price is done, and we are looking for a long-term contract, and there are possibility of the price goes up or down, and the contract and the price can be based on the current prevailing prices and what level of escalation is adoptable in the basic contract. This is more applicable for transportation business, where the fuel cost may go up or down. Based on that, the basic contract price can go up or down based on the market prevailing condition. If there is a high probability that the cost will decrease, then the parties may choose to negotiate a de-escalation clause in the basic contract. It's a very similar concept what we talked about. We are anticipating that the price is going to decrease in a long run, there is a possibility of getting a lower price in a long in a later stage. So the de-escalation clause is included in the contract. So based on the current that price during that time of purchasing, this can be adopted accordingly. Fixed price contract with the redetermination. In cases where the parties cannot accurately predict labor, material cost and quantities before the execution of the purchase of agreement, a fixed price contract with a redetermination is appropriate. Once we do not determine or do not know what is exactly going to happen other than some basic structure, that this kind of contract can be created, so as subsequently after the time of execution, this can be reviewed and decided. In this scenario, the buying and selling parties negotiate an initial target price. It means there is a target price based on whatever is currently prevailing, and is estimated based on various parameters. Once it is done and upon volume and production has increased, the two parties review the production process and redetermine a revised price based on that time of conclusion. Fixed price contract with incentives. The terms and conditions of the contract allow cost saving sharing between the supplier and the buyer. If the supplier can demonstrate actual cost saving through production efficiency, there is a possibility that the supplier is demonstrating his supremacy over controlling his cost. Substitution of material that resultant savings from the initial price target are shared between the supplier and the purchaser. Once it is done, then naturally it is possible that supplier and the buyer can share the cost benefits and get the best out of best instead of the process. Sharing of cost may be 50-50%. This type of contract is typically utilized under conditions of high unit cost and long lead time. It means the unit cost is very high and we have a long association and a long term contract with them. It is naturally that passing on those benefits, you know, from the supplier and vendor appropriately. Cost-based contract represents a low risk level of economic loss of supplier. They can also result in lower overall cost to the purchaser through careful contract management. It is important for the purchaser to include contractual terms and conditions that require the supplier to carefully monitor and control cost. Let us get into the detail. Cost-based contract represents a lower risk. It means the variability of this kind of prices going forward may be not necessarily yielding any loss to the supplier, so as it can be fixed based on the cost, so as the supplier, whatever cost is incurred by the supplier is given to him plus the value addition which are resultant of it. They can also result in lower overall cost to purchaser. If we carefully do this contract management, there is a possibility the overall cost of the purchaser also can come down. So it is important to the purchaser to include this terms and condition in the contract when finalizing the purchase order. Cost plus fixed fee contract. A cost plus fixed fee contract is a cost reimbursement contract that provides for payment to the contractor of a negotiated fee that is fixed at the inception of the contract. So it is possible a contract can be fixed at a price and then the cost reimbursement to be given to the seller and it is negotiated at the time of deciding the contract. The fixed fee does not vary with the actual cost but may be adjusted as a result of changes in the work to be performed under the contract. There is an assumption at the time of giving this kind of contract and the work processes changes subsequently to achieve the result and then resulting in this cost saving, so as you know how you should work on this kind of contract is defined well here. This contract type permits contracting for efforts that might otherwise present too great a risk to contractor, but it provides the contractor only a minimum incentive to control the cost, which we explained in the previous 2 points. Cost plus incentive free contract. A cost plus incentive fee contract is a cost reimbursement contract that provides for an initial negotiated fee to be adjusted later by a formula based on the relationship of the total allowable cost to total target cost. We will be seeing some examples in going forward. What exactly does mean? For an example, a cost plus incentive free contract has the following characteristics. Sharing ratio, it is 80 and 20. Target cost, assuming that it is 66 lakhs. Target fee to achieve the contract is 7,92,000 rupees. Maximum fee is possible to achieve is 9,24,000 and minimum fee, so as the seller is not at loss, is 5,94,000. But how much will the seller be reimbursed the total cost performing the work in 62,70,000? Before answering this, let us get into the detail of this particular example. Let us get into the examples of cost plus incentive fee, how the contract and how it is calculated. Looking at this example in the previous slide, let us put in the formula and see the results out of it. Calculating the final incentive fee, due to the seller is calculated as per formula. final fee is equal to target cost minus actual cost into seller's sharing ratio, this target fee. Substituting value with this formula, let us look at below the final outcome. This final incentive fee is equal to 66 lakh, which is the target cost, 62,70,000, which is the actual cost, and the ratio of seller's contribution is 20%, and the finally the target fee, which is 7,92,000. In this, the end result is 8,58,000 rupees. The final reimbursement price is equal to actual cost plus final incentive fee. So the overall cost he spent is 62,70,000 and the fee is 8,58,000. So totally the supplier will get 71,28,000. That is the result of the question raised in slide prior. Terms and materials contract. Terms and material contract is standard phrase in a contract for construction, product development or any other price of work in which the employer agrees to pay the contractor based upon the time spent by the contractor's employee and subcontractor's employees to perform the work. It means the time considered to execute that activity in the contract is defined, is based on actual performance of the activity and the involvement of the time by each people involved in the project. For material used in the construction, no matter how much work is required to complete construction, because it is more time on, so as how much work is to be performed is based on how much time they invest in to achieve the result. Time and material is generally used in project, not possible to accurately estimate the size of the project. It is possible we don't know how much time and as well as the material required to achieve the project. So in that kind of situation, when it is expected that the project requirement most likely to change, so we will get into that kind of project. Cost sharing contract. An agreement between two parties to share the cost of developing on intangible assets such as computer code, production methods or patents. Here the cost sharing contract is happening where, for an example, if it's an intangible assets, it's like a computer course, you know, it's a various type of course is generated for performing a function in a computer, then the methodology though the products are made or the patent which are very specific. So as cost share, this is the type of scenario the cost sharing contract is created. Such an agreement is used to reduce or avoid taxes on the transfer of assets. There are possibility to multiple level of taxing. To avoid those kind of taxes, this kind of arrangement is being agreed with. If a parent company wanted a foreign subsidiary to use one of its patents, tax authorities might consider the transfer a taxable transaction. By establishing cost sharing agreement, the parent company and the subsidiary share in the cost of developing the patent so that both are entitled to use it and it is not transferred from one to another. It means the parent company as well as the company willing to use this are involved in this process to defining the design. So naturally the know-how is not owned by one, but it is patent of both. So there is no necessity of transferring to one to another. So there is no cost involved in that of transferring one to another, but it is a sharing methodology. We have tabulated some kind of contract type and how to select those types. High component market uncertainty, volatility of pricing conditions for raw material, purchase components and labor. Here which is unknown, the future prices and what type of prices will be prevail in the market, and raw material price is varying, depends upon how the availability of inputs at that time. Purchase components, and many times we purchase components from different vendors based on availability, and of course the labor which is involved into this kind of situation. A fixed price contract will be less appropriate for the two parties. Cost based contract is more desirable here, because time, money involved here and the labor is involved here is unknown at the time of executing the contract. So naturally fixed price will not work here, where this cost based contract is more desirable on this kind of projects. it is an appropriately and simple understanding is in a construction industry where we may not know the entire output and cost. Cost only we can estimate, but at the time when it is delivered, we can estimate the actual material gone into, labor gone into, time gone into, so as we can decide the pricing at the time of the clearing the bills. Long-term agreement. Longer the term of the purchase agreement, firm fixed price contract will be less acceptable to supplier, which is logical, because if it's the long term and there is a fluctuation is expected or it is unknown over a long duration, so naturally the fixed price may not work. What will work here is fixed price contract with the escalation or cost based contract will be more desirable. Here we given the example of transportation, where the input cost of diesel or petrol varies based on that variability, the fixed price plus variable cost of those components, incremental or decremental, is considered. Short-term contracts and in conditions of stable component factor matters. For fixed price contracts and fixed price redetermination contracts are desirable, which we explained in detail in the previous chapter. High degree of trust between buyer and the supplier. Cost type purchase agreements are more desirable because there is an understanding, there is a good collaboration and the trust between the buyer and seller, so as the cost can be shared appropriately, so as the purchase agreement is more based on cost rather than a fixed element. Going further, high uncertainty in process and technology. How to process it, what type of technology to be adopted, which is unknown at the time of finalizing the contract. There is the only baseline, so how to execute that kind of contract. Fixed price contracts are less desirable here because it is unknown. If purchaser has a reasonable estimate of the supplier cost structure, cost type contracts are preferable here. Supplier's ability to reduce cost through continuous improvement. The supplier is able to or enable his system to continuously work on improvement so as he can overall cost is reduced. So in that kind of scenario, what type of contract will work about is cost plus incentive fee. Suppose if the supplier is able to do improvement, naturally he will get a better price. And that is in the form of incentive. He is a fixed and target price and over and above he may get incentive fee for that. High dollar value purchase. When we are buying high price inputs from the market, what type of contract is desirable? Again, cost based contract is desirable because any fluctuation in the dollar or and the rupee, so naturally this is the fixed price is not workable, so there is a cost based contract is desirable for that. Further getting into classification of industrial purchase contract, many methods, and we will go one by one. One is spot contracts. What is spot contract? Purchases that are made on non-recurring or limited basis with no intention of developing an ongoing relationship with the supplier. It is like we identify some of the components which we require and buy regularly, and we found some of the fluctuation in the market is throw up a better price for those inputs with the right quality. It is natural, it's a one time purchase and there is no intention of continuing with the supplier, we buy spot, on spot. And secondly is short term contracts. We go with the contract with the supplier with a very small or very small term contract of purchases, and it is not made routinely over a relatively limited time horizon, typically on a year or less. Suppose if we buy from this purchaser, from the seller, less than a year, and then subsequently it is unlikely to continue. So that time it is more of a short-term contract than of going in a long-term contract. Contract purchases that are made on continual basis for a specified or an indefinite period, typically exceeding 1 year. It is possible that an inputs of our manufacturing activity is constant and regularly procured in a fixed quantity or volume. So as this kind of typical purchases happening in a continuous basis, so naturally it can be for a longer period and exceed more than 1 year, 1 year contract. So naturally these are all where we get into long term contract. Long-term contracts involve greater commitments into the future. The contractual terms and conditions must be carefully developed. Once you enter into a long-term contract, it is more of looking the supplier, his capability, his process improvement, his efficiency of providing know-how and knowledge, and working on continuous improvement, so as you know we can build those elements into a contract and going forward possibility of cost reduction and having a longer collaboration and long-term service contracts. Non-traditional contract. Contract with information system providers. This type of non-traditional contracting is like hosting our system in a cloud where it is shared by multiple users, and you cannot own that kind of hosting facility. So this kind of contract is possible as a non-traditional contracting. Examples of system contractors including the ERP system like SAP, Oracle, IBM, etc. Subcontracting IT requirements to an outside service provider is a major contractual issue for companies. There are some issues that represent a major cost and commitment for the enterprise. So subcontracting IT requirement to a third party, it is challenging considering what type of information can go out of the system and secrecy of the information to be maintained within the system. Non-traditional contracting continuing. Consulting contract. A knowledgeable consultant can often provide an objective point of view and contribute an analysis of situation that is not biased in favor of predetermined solutions. Why we are consulting solutions, possibly that he would have elsewhere seen that similar scenario and he comes with the solution without getting into much detail. So it is a challenging to identify your own problem and your objective to achieve that specific activity. So that is a traditional contracting, but consulting contracts are very, very critical. As such, if you are looking for any solution, it should not be predetermined, but it should be very, very specific and very, very focused for your own problems and solutions. Important factor to remember in hiring outside consultant to perform contract services for a company is that such a person is purchasing company's agent, not its employee. When you are getting a consultant, that he is an agent and not an employee of the company. So it should be very clear at the time of buying a consultant or consulting contract. This distinction is critical because as an agent, the consultant will often maintain ownership of any intellectual property developed during the consultation. So at the time of fixing the contract with the consultation, that we have to own the intellectual property rights on those solutions developed through the consultants and not leave it to them. As such, a language must be specified in the contract that intellectual property shared remains with the buyer. Once the solution based on the company's challenges and the solution provided by the consultants are remained with the ownership of the buyer and not the intellectual property of the particular consultant or the seller. Construction contract. Many construction contracts involve purchasers seeking bids from 4 or 5 contractors. A final bid submission should be considered the stated completion period. Construction contracts. We are looking for a construction activity for building a commercial place. We can assume that. So we may have to ask for quotations from 5 contractors, and final bid submission should be considered the stated completion period. The purchaser should require that all bid submission break the total price into different parts. They have to provide each an element of the cost involved to execute the particular contract. The purchaser should also provide guidance to the bidder regarding how the bidder indirect costs are to be applied. So it is the involvement of the purchaser to ensure that bidder indirect costs are appropriately applied. Construction safety requirements are an important aspect of any construction contract. So safety of construction activity is very critical and it should be part of this particular contract. Purchasing agreements. Agreement that groups similar items together for procurement help to reduce the amount of paperwork for numerous and repetitive small orders. It is always, ideal when we are going with a supplier, so we can also ensure that, combining multiple items to reduce overall the order cost by reducing paperwork, other repetitive multiple orders going out of the system, and so as the entire order to, supply to invoice is getting into a larger cycle and larger time consuming, non-value added activities. Purchasing agreements also increase the buyer's negotiation power with the supplier by leveraging their volume of business, which we stated like earlier also, like if we are able to consolidate the total requirement with a less number of suppliers, natural, we can take the leverage of, giving him more volume and business and negotiate better pricing and the negotiating power from the seller. Several variations of purchasing agreements are there, and how it is. Purchasing agreements. Annual contracts may or may not come up for renewal at the end of the year. National contracts specifying the purchaser will buy a certain amount of goods and services for the duration of the agreement. Corporate agreement specify that business units with the corporate organization must buy from specific supplier during the term of the agreement. Blanket orders typically cover many different items that can be purchased under the same purchase order number, thereby minimizing repetitive paperwork. It is also helped to lower the overall cost. Online catalog and e-commerce contract. Coupled with the growing trend and towards longer term agreement and consolidating purchasing agreement, many firms have turned to electronic commerce to further reduce their administrative cost. It means there is a portal or site through which the bid is happening and the contract is awarded through, through the portal, and the entire process is followed, certain set of procedures in the portal, and so it becomes an online facility to achieve this kind of order management. The use of automated online catalogs by major supplier of MRO items allow users to buy directly from the desktop. This is a very typical example which we can give is on any electronic goods are sold through various consolidated sellers like Amazon, Flipkart, etc., where the catalogs are available and we can go and look for those items and look who is giving the best bid or best price offer, so we can directly buy from sitting using our desktop. Let's get into how to write and execute contract. Understanding the fundamentals first. Determining whether you need a contract. First, we have to decide whether we really need a contract. If you are exchanging something of significant value with someone, such as your labor or services, intellectual property or material goods, you should have contract in place. When there is a large activity involving in processing certain element, it is natural that we have to have fundamentally having our contract in place and during the execution we have to specify what type of involvement of people, labor, intellectual property or any other goods and services to be incorporated in the contract. For many people, common situations that involve contracts include purchasing a home, selling or buying a car or beginning employment. It's a common situation when we are getting into a contract is when we are buying a property, naturally we will have an agreement or sale agreement or any other execution related to the legal requirements are being considered. Other common situation could be include hiring a construction crew to remodel your house. If we have to redo our work, doing some refurbishing to remodification of the house, that kind of services can be defined very clearly in the contract, so as we can get those elements or written in clearly in the agreement. Writing the contract. Before starting creating the contract in a format, first to gather the information required to create the contract document. detail the exchange of consideration, what we agreed in exchange of those services or the billing in form of in a cost or price, as well as any other intellectual inputs to be shared. Use addendum when necessary. When there is a need of add on to the existing contract, what we need to go in future in case of changes happening, and those listing also to be done. Consider adding a confidential clause of non-disclosure agreement. In many consulting contract, it is important that any intellectual or any ideas or any solution emerging out of that, or any data analysis being done using that huge data mined from the system, that there is a need to incorporate a clause where this non-disclosure agreement is signed by the seller, so as it is not being shared outside the system. Include a clause describing how the contract will be terminated. We have also to ensure within the period of contract or after the contract, if there is a termination clause required in case of non-performance, this to be incorporated appropriately. Make sure the contract is in accordance with the law, and any contract is created should bound by the legal requirements as per the land law. So we have to ensure it is all part of the contract. Reserve the last page for the party to sign and date, because once the contract has been jotted down in detail as per the contract format, it is necessary both the buyer and seller to sign, and then with the date, so as that the contract is coming into effect. Executing the contract. First is make an offer, negotiate until an agreement has been reached, sign the contract. Once the offer is received from the supplier or the vendor, its next step is to negotiate until the agreement has been achieved. In both parties, in terms of agreement, that whatever is stated and what has been told, then it is a time to write down those things in our contract and get this contract signed. Means of settling contractual dispute, which we talked about, what are possible contractual dispute and how to be settled down. Action, legal action, file a lawsuit in state and in local court as described in the contract during the creation of agreement. Non-legal action, arbitration, there is a possibility of mediation. So these are the two methodology we may go ahead, and continuing with a mini trial. Rent a judge, dispute prevention, these are all the steps involved settling disputes. For example, mini trial means an exchange of information between managers in each organization, followed by negotiation between executives from each organization. So as they will sit and negotiate and find out what is the dispute and how to resolve that. Rent a judge, there is possibility to hire a third party to remain between the buyer and seller and take a judgment on how to settle these disputes. Dispute prevention, a progressive schedule of negotiation, mediation, arbitration and legal proceeding agreed to the contract. This can be prescribed very clearly at the contract and agreement level itself, so as we can follow these steps appropriately. Thank you.